see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's time for another English extravaganza. In the United States, the month of February is Black History Month. All month long, people celebrate and honor African American people and culture. So today, I want to take this chance to tell you about African American history. African Americans have a long and difficult role in American history. When the United States was first created in 1776, slavery was allowed, and many Africans were kidnapped and forced into slavery in the United States. A century later, President Abraham Lincoln freed all slaves and made slavery illegal. However, discrimination, which means judging people by how they look, remained legal until the 1950s, when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and others fought for civil rights. Today, many people in the United States fight for equality, but unfortunately, discrimination still exists. There are many famous African Americans in American history. Many are famous singers or musicians that you may know. In fact, jazz and the blues began in the United States by African Americans. Some of the most famous musicians are Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong, my favorite. There are a lot of famous African Americans in sports too. Perhaps the most famous basketball player is Michael Jordan. Did you know that before he became a basketball legend, he was cut from his high school basketball team for being too small? Another well-known athlete is Muhammad Ali. He was a boxer known for his saying, "Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee." He was also known for his activism in civil rights. There are also many famous African Americans in the government, too. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was the first African American to serve as judge in the highest court in the United States. He said when he misbehaved in school, he had to write copies of the Constitution, which led to his interest in politics. Condoleezza Rice was the first female African American Secretary of State and graduated from university when she was 19 years old. And finally, there is Barack Obama, the first African American president. He improved the American economy, education, and international relations. He also created a new healthcare system and legalized same-sex marriage. He will surely be remembered as one of the greatest presidents in American history. That's all for this week. I'll be back next week with more English extravaganza.